Know your risk. Fire ban districts. Fire restrictions apply throughout South Australia's fire ban districts during the fire danger season. Knowing which fire ban district you are visiting is the first step in finding out which restrictions apply. Which fire ban district are you travelling through? Fire danger ratings. The fire danger rating is an indicator of how dangerous a bushfire could be if it occurs, not the likelihood of it happening. Understand the fire danger rating to assess your level of bushfire risk and decide what actions to take. Do you know today's rating? Total fire bans. The CFS may declare total fire bans in some fire ban districts, or even across the whole state, on days when high temperatures, strong winds and low humidity could cause fires to become uncontrollable. Barbecues and campfires are banned on these days. Do you know what you can and can't do today? Do you know today's rating? To find your district, rating, or if it's a total fire ban, visit cfs.sa.gov.au. Call the information hotline 1800 362 361. TTY 133677. Hearing or speech impaired? Contact us via the National Relay Service by calling TTY 1300 555 727 or through other contact options available at relayservice.gov.au. Call 000 to report a fire. Be aware of the fire danger rating and know what to do. Producer's note. The following table has two columns headed Fire Danger Rating and What Should I Do? The categories in the Fire Danger Rating column are color-coded as noted. End producer's note. Table. Fire Danger Rating. Catastrophic. Total Fire Ban. Red background with white text. What Should I Do? For your survival, leave bushfire risk areas. Stay safe by leaving high-risk bushfire areas the night before or early in the day. Do not wait and see. Your life may depend on the decisions you make even before there is a fire. When you will leave, where you will go, how you will get there, when you will return, what you will do if you cannot leave. Fire danger rating, extreme. Total fire ban. Orange background with white text. What should I do? Take action now to protect your life and property. Check your bushfire survival plan and that your property is fire ready. If a fire starts, take immediate action. If you and your property are not prepared to the highest level, go to a safer location well before the fire impacts. Reconsider travel through bushfire risk areas. Fire danger rating, high. Yellow background with black text. What should I do? Be ready to act. Be alert for fires in your area. Decide what you will do if a fire starts. Fire danger rating, moderate. Green background with black text. What should I do? Plan and prepare. Stay up to date. Be ready to act if there is a fire. End table. Stay safe while travelling in South Australia. Bushfires can occur without warning and can quickly impact your travel route or holiday location. Know the risk of the area you're travelling in. Know the fire ban district and the fire danger rating. Modify or postpone your travel plans when dangerous fire weather is forecast. Know what you can and can't do on fire danger days. Stay safe on fire danger days. Plan safer activities and know where the nearest bushfire safer place is. Keep woolen blankets, first aid kit, protective clothing, not synthetic, and sturdy boots, food, and plenty of water in your car. Let family, friends, or colleagues know where you will be and when and if your plans change. Know what to do if there is a bushfire in the area. Stay alert and informed. On fire danger days, Fires that start on total fire ban days will be more dangerous, but many fires start in less than severe conditions. If your travel or activities take you into high-risk areas, can you postpone your trip, plan a different route, swap to an activity that is safer on total fire ban days? Can a work-related job be done on another day or safer location? Do your plans involve activities or tools banned on a total fire ban day? Where is your nearest bushfire safer place if a bushfire threatens? You could be at risk travelling in the country during the bushfire season. Recognise the warning signs and learn what to do to keep yourself safe. Bushwalking. Avoid bushwalking on total fire ban days, but if you are caught in a bushfire, do not try to outrun the flames. Head for natural fire breaks, for example, clearing or rocky outcrop. Keep away from high ground in the path of the fire. Cover yourself or shelter behind a solid object, for example, a rock or solid structure, to protect yourself against radiant heat. Camping and houseboats. If camping, staying in a caravan park, or travelling in a houseboat, ask if there is a bushfire safer place or safe area nearby. Sheltering in a brick toilet building or shower block might be an option. Be careful using generators. Make sure you are familiar with local restrictions applying to fires and barbecues. If you are visiting a national park, contact your local parks office or ask the rangers about the local fire and barbecue regulations. Some parks are closed on fire danger days, so you may need to leave your campsite. Check the CFS website, cfs.sa.gov.au, and fact sheets for more information.